Have you ever been in this situation where you've practiced and practiced and practiced some more your presentation and you feel really solid on it? You feel prepared, but then you get up to speak and your mind goes blank. All you can think about are the eyes that are staring at you, and you open your mouth, but no sounds come out, and you feel lost and confused. Friend, if that is you, you are most definitely not alone. In this episode, we are going to discuss why your mind goes blank and what you can do to help in those situations. Grab your notebook and pen, and let's dive right into this episode. Hey, sister, welcome to How Confidence Speaks. Do you want to fight social anxiety and speak with boldness? Do you find yourself Googling, how do I calm down before my presentation? And how can I be more confident? Do you feel anxious and insecure when you're in front of others? And instead of speaking effectively, your mind goes blank, you stutter, and you fear their judgment again? Hey, I'm Sarah. I understand how you feel. Public speaking can be hard, and it can feel almost impossible to find the confidence to do it. Until I learned the secret, Jesus has to be the firm foundation of every aspect of our lives. So in this podcast, you will learn practical tips to kick the social anxiety to the curb and go after the interview, give the presentation, speak publicly, and take on adulting with boldness, rooted in biblical truth. So take out your notebook and pop in the earbuds, and let's get ready to learn just how confidence speaks. Let's be honest. Those kinds of situations can be really, really hard. We feel embarrassed and anxious and insecure, and all we want to do is run or hide and never see these people again. We feel like we're the only ones going through something like that, and we just want it to be over. But if that is you, I need you to know that you're not alone. We have all dealt with that kind of situation to some degree as speakers. So, let's discuss first why we deal with our minds going blank. Typically, when we feel threatened and those cortisol levels climb, which is our primary stress hormone, our bodies start to view the situation as a threat, and our minds enter fight or flight. Instead of remembering our presentation, our minds focus on operating the parts of our bodies that will help us to survive. And so, you know, remembering our presentation in a truly life-threatening situation will not actually help us in any case, even though that is exactly what we need in this specific presentation sharing scenario. If only our brains knew why we were afraid. But what I find fascinating about it is that God put within us this defense mechanism that whenever we're actually in a life-threatening situation, our bodies and our minds work together to keep us safe, which I find so fascinating. But what we need to do when we're in these situations that are not actually life-threatening is to recompose ourselves. We need to train our brains to recognize that these stressful situations are not dangerous. But that takes time, and it's not easy. But if we take the necessary baby steps, then we can get there. Now, you'll want to take out your notebook and pen for this next part, because I am going to discuss when your mind goes blank and the few things that you can do to help. Now, the first thing that I'm going to mention, you might think is common sense, but a lot of people actually forget about this when they are in stressful situations. So the first thing is to breathe. In another episode that I will link in the show notes below, I discuss more in depth a few different types of breathing techniques. Breathing techniques can be incredibly beneficial, especially when you are in that fight or flight mode and when you are dealing with intense anxiety. These breathing techniques really, really help to help you regulate your nervous system. The second thing that I would recommend that you do is to have notes. If you have notes, and I'm not saying your full-fledged speech on a piece of paper that you just read from. No, 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 no. What I recommend are just simply bullet points that you can look down on when your mind goes blank to remind you of where you were so that you can continue with your presentation. The third thing is that I would recommend you use the pause as a moment within your presentation. You don't have to really recognize it or stress about it because remember, you are the only one who knows how your presentation is supposed to go. So I would recommend using it to your benefit if you can. The fourth thing is that, you know, you can make a joke that you blanked, that your mind went blank, and you can take a quick moment to regroup your thoughts. If you're able to make humor of it, your audience will laugh along with you, not at you, and they will feel like you are more personable and lean into your presentation even more so. If you are proactive and taking charge over your mind and over these kinds of situations that you know happen frequently, then you will be able to handle them with much more ease and tranquility without feeling like this anxiety is building up within you and keeping you from delivering a stellar presentation. I know that it can be really tough when your mind goes blank because you've practiced and you know your material well and you just want to deliver it confidently. I challenge you to take these notes and to implement them, but remember that it is going to take time and it's definitely going to take practice too. And so friend, if you want any help with that practice and understanding your speaking needs even better and figuring out how you can prevent your mind from going blank and how to handle those moments in a way that is just more beneficial, then I would definitely recommend us working together. You can go to sarahfernandez.co and sign up for a one-on-one coaching call session with me. It would be 1 hour long, and we can discuss all of your speaking needs and tackle them together. That is sarahfernandez.co, and it is also linked in the show notes below. Let's pray, and that will be all for this episode. Lord, I thank you for who you are, that you are wonderful and great and kind and good. Lord, I thank you for this listener. I pray over them that when they go to speak, their minds would stay focused and they would know that they are safe and free of fear. But when they do find themselves anxious and their minds going blank, would you help them to quickly remember what they were saying and help them to stay focused on their message? I pray that they would be proactive in taking charge against the fears that cause them to forget and to lose focus. Help them to be bold. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Alrighty, sis. I will see you next time. Bye for now. Hi, friend. If this podcast episode blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can also screenshot and share this to your Insta story. You can tag me at sarahnicole.fernandez. Or share this episode with a friend if you think that it would bless them too. That's the best way you can help me out. I'm so thankful for you. Until next time, friend, God bless, and remember to go after whatever He has for you today with confidence.